As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Welcome to a brand new episode, a March 15th episode of Today in Sports Betting, presented by hoop-ball.com. I'm your host, Vince Miracle. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of at VM Center. Guys, it has been a little while since I feel like I've been doing these podcasts. It's been a little bit. It's only been a week. But, man, it feels like forever. I've been kind of a quiet over the last week, a little over a week, just because I was starting school. I'm looking to get my Series 7 passed and hopefully also my Series 63 passed all within the next year and a half. Just finishing up school, I really want to become a stockbroker. That's been a thing I've been chasing for, you know, X amount of years, and I finally found the ability and opportunity to jump back into school and basically begin where I left off. And so it's nerve-wracking. It's keeping me busy, but I'm excited about it. And I hope you guys are okay with me being a little bit in and out lately over the last few days. But I'm still here. I'm still kicking, and I'm still trying to make us all a lot of money. Rough weekend for me, though. Rough weekend. Saturday night, UFC fights did not go the way that I expected, especially in that main event and seeing Leon Edwards have such a great first round. I still thought he was going to win that fight. He looked great in round one. To have it become a no contest with an eye poke was very disappointing. And the NBA on Sunday, I had some picks. I had the Kings against the Hawks. Well, that was on Saturday as well, actually. So that's Saturday night. Kings gets Hawks. I even told everyone this could be a little bit home bias here, but I can see the Kings winning, and they got up early. They fell short in the end by double digits, which was just very disappointing to see. The Kings are struggling, man, very much so, actually. It's hard to watch them play most times. And then I also have the Nuggets. There was a question mark on if Jokic was going to play in that game, and I told everyone, especially the ones in the Discord, we had a very nice conversation about it. I was just, hey, look, if Jokic is out of that game, you need to make sure that you cancel that bet against the Mavericks. But he played phenomenal too. 10 of 20 from the field, 26, 8, and 11. But unfortunately, the Mavericks were the better team, and they finished out on top in that one. But look, we regroup. We start fresh. It's a new Monday. It's a new week. It's time to make us some money. New bets are on the table. It's an 8-game slate in the NBA today, guys. And I'm hoping we're going to have some hitters here today. So let's start off with game number one. As the Milwaukee Bucks head into Washington to face the Wizards as 8.5-point favorites. The over-under sits at 242.5, while the money line spread sits at minus 340 for the Bucks and plus 270 for the Wizards. Look, guys, I'll be honest. I'm avoiding this game. I hate this game. It's one of those games where I look at it, I'm like, man, how do you even touch it? The Bucks are really good. I mean, the Bucks are a really good team when they have it all going. But unfortunately, as of late, you never know what team is going to be on the floor. Obviously, you know it's going to be a competitive team. But is it the team that's going to blow you out by 30? Or is it the team that's going to grind it out with you for four quarters and squeak it out in the end by five? The Wizards are the same way. The Wizards are playing to get into that play-in tournament. Right? They're actively looking to try to get in that play-in tournament. So the Wizards are going to be playing for something where the Bucks are just trying to build consistency within their roster. And really, I think it's just to get Jrue Holiday back into action. So with that said, I'm leaning more and more to just the total bet, and I'm leaning toward the under on 242.5. That's just a lot of points to be had in this game, man. I can see it happening, but I can see more Bucks getting up to a big lead and then coasting to the end as the Wizards just try to play from behind. So I'm taking the under on 242, and I'm kind of avoiding this game as a whole, though. I mean, even that 242, I'm just sprinkling maybe a unit on there. That's the most confidence I'll have as a unit on that bet, and that's it. Number two here, and it's the Sacramento Kings. They're heading in to Charlotte to face the Hornets. The Kings are heading in as 3.5-point underdogs. The money line sits at plus 140 for the Kings, minus 160 for the Charlotte Hornets, and the over-under sits at 239.5.
Look, I've said this a few times already, but the Kings to me are just so dysfunctional right now. I just don't trust them. I cannot trust the team that does not trust themselves. And the Kings don't trust each other. They don't know what's going to happen with a lot of these players on this team. Like Harrison Barnes, for example, right? Harrison Barnes has been the most consistent player on the Kings this year. He's lived up to his contract. Or played up to his contract, I should say. He's been phenomenal. He's been the Kings' most consistent player. And he's on the block. He's been rumored in a lot of trades. He's on the block. Buddy Hield. He's finally playing better as of late, but the team is losing. He's inconsistent. He's on the trading block. Rashawn Holmes, contract year. He's played good, but now rumblings of, is he more of a backup center? And I stand by the decision that he is. I tell everyone he's a super sub backup center. The Kings should be focusing on acquiring a real starting center to take away some of the workload from Rashawn Holmes. I'm not saying Rashawn Holmes shouldn't finish games with the Kings team, with this Kings team, shouldn't be a finisher for them at all. I think him as the center in their quote-unquote death lineup, that is Fox, Halliburton, Buddy, Barnes, and Holmes, it's a solid lineup. But they should be tossing their hat in the ring on some bigger names. And I've even said Drummond multiple times. But again, it's only if he gets bought out and to pay him the most money out of the Lakers and Nets. Don't let those teams get him. He's a good center. He's a good starting center. No, he's not worth the contract that he's on now. And again, I'm talking about Drummond. But he is worth something. Drummond is a walking double-double. He's a walking 15-15 with two blocks and two steals. He moves well up and down the court for a big guy. I think he would be a good fit on this Kings team. I also think he'd be a great fit on this Hornets team. And the Hornets are playing phenomenal right now as well. So that's why I truly believe that this game is a pick'em with it slightly leaning, and of course it is in that way, to the Hornets, because I just don't know what the Kings are going to do. And Halliburton is still going to be on a minutes restriction tonight. So with that all being said, and how negatively I am talking about the Kings, I also believe that De'Aaron Fox, the leader of this team, I also believe that Luke Walton, the head coach of this team, this Kings team, knows that a win needs to happen. They need to start winning games. You can't be trading back and forth. You need to take advantage of certain matchups. I feel like this is the best head-to-head matchup that you'll see for this Kings team. So I'm taking +3.5, and I feel pretty good about that. And that, I'll even be honest, that's going to be my, one of my wager pass picks, is the +3.5. And I would not be mad if you guys really believed in the Kings winning this game and took them at +140. Would not be mad at that at all. And with that, let's go ahead and jump right on in to these prop bets, guys. And these prop bets are going to be presented to you by mybookie.ag. Everyone, go to mybookie.ag for all of your betting needs, whether it be casino, card games, roulette, poker. They have you covered there. Maybe you just bet on the Grammys and you knew what records were going to win it all. Go for that. Football, hockey, basketball, UFC, anything you need, mybookie.ag has you covered. So everyone go to mybookie.ag, use promo code HOOPBALL, that's HOOPBALL, and they will match up to $500 of your very first deposit. Now look, guys, I said we were going to go over these prop bets, and unfortunately, I'm looking through it here, and they don't even have it listed yet. There's no prop bets listed just yet. So, can't do any prop bets there, but I promise you when we do get to it, they will be presented by mybookie.ag. Again, just to repeat it, we are looking at the Kings +3.5. That's a real good one there. The total over-under is at 239.5. Honestly, I feel like this is the game that should be leaning more toward the highest scoring game of the day, but unfortunately it went to the Bucks and the Wizards as the highest scoring game of the day, and I'm going to take the under on the Wizards, and I'm going to take the over on the Kings Charlotte Hornets game here. It's also a revenge game for the Kings because PJ Washington went off against the Kings. They believe he scored a career high 42 points in that game against the Kings in Sacramento. So this is a revenge game for the Kings. I can see them getting this victory, guys. So we're taking them +3.5. Next game up, we have the New York Knickerbockers going up against the Brooklyn Nets. The Battle of New York happens tonight, and the Knicks are in Brooklyn as 8.5-point underdogs. +290. Is the money line -380 for the Nets, and the over-under sits at 223. I'm already looking at that over-under total of 223, and I'm tapping that over multiple times just to make sure. I believe it actually started at a higher number, and it went down a little bit. But with that said, I still think it goes over. I know they're going down. I just see it as a value here. I can totally see it hitting the over. Nets play no defense. I love Julius Randle as a DFS play today. I think he is going to eat. So that's going to be a great game. I like the over here at 223. The over on the +8.5, I really couldn't tell you to go there. I think it's very plausible to see the Knicks keep it close as they love attacking the basket, and that's where the Nets tend to struggle the most, is defending teams that like to attack the basket. And guys like a Julius Randle that has so many different ways of scoring around the basket, whether it's off the dribble, back to the basket, you know, jump shot in that mid post area, he's going to be a guy that I think is going to be a killer DFS play again. So I mean, if I had to lean one way or the other, I'll take the 8.5 points, maybe even buy a point and a half and take him at a -150 at +10.5 and do it that way. But really, guys, I like the over 223, and I love Julius Randle as a DFS play tonight. The San Antonio Spurs are up next, and they are still 2-point favorites heading into Detroit over the Pistons. Now, it should be noted that it's already been that DeMar DeRozan has already been listed as out of this game. So that's a big piece that's already going to be out. Everybody else does look to be playing. So that is good news there. But yeah, no DeMar DeRozan. Obviously, there's no LaMarcus Aldridge as the team is looking to trade him away and find a way for him to depart peacefully, as they both mutually agreed that it's time for LaMarcus Aldridge, the veteran all-star, to move on. I'm going to take the Pistons here, guys. I think this is definitely a pick 'em game. They're the home team. I think Jeremy Grant keeps the Pistons competitive. The Pistons are still a scrappy team. I like the Pistons here as the underdogs at +110. Obviously, it's nothing big. We won't go too crazy on them here. I mean, you still got guys like DeJounte Murray and Jakob Poeltl that are going to be putting in work today. Even Lonnie Walker putting in work today. So it's not like they're going to be running off and getting a good win by a significant margin. Obviously, they're the underdogs. They are the Pistons. They are struggling this year. They're in tank mode. But with that said, they are scrappy. I do think that they can find a way to win this game. I'll take the Pistons here, and I'm going to take the Pistons with the money line at +110.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The next game up is probably my favorite game of the night. Not due to the fact that it should be high scoring or anything like that, but it's two big men that I really admire their games. It's Nikola Jokic, who's in the MVP conversation, and then the guy who I call the MVP of the East, Domantas Sabonis. It's the Indiana Pacers heading into Denver to face the Denver Nuggets. The Pacers are heading in as 4.5-point underdogs. I'll take those points and +160 money line. I'm taking that there. The Indiana Pacers are my underdog pick of the day. That's another wager pass pick for you guys here on our podcast today in sports betting. So please rate, review, and subscribe, and hopefully these things hit for you. I love to find values in games. That's why you guys know I love looking for a pick of the day and an underdog of the day. Yes, I have other picks on my wager pass that I do believe are going to hit, but when I give you a pick of a day, that means that's my lock. That's the one I'm locked in on. That's the one I'm definitely going with. And my UD pick of the day, that's the underdog underdog, I think, has the best chance of making you the most money as an underdog. And for me, today, that team is the Indiana Pacers. Their defense is spot on. Guess who's back? Caris LeVert. Caris LeVert is back. And I think it's time to see what this Pacers team can really be. You know what I mean? In his first game back, Caris LeVert went 5 of 14 from the field, so obviously he was a little rusty shooting, but was still able to put up 13 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 assists. The defense of this Pacers team, the way they close out on shooters and know how to clog the paint with Miles Turner, I really like them in this matchup. You're not going to see Miles Turner on Jokic. If you think that's what you're going to see, you're going to be wrong. I think you're going to see a lot of the big body of Sabonis in the post, manning up and block and trying to body Nikola Jokic. And he is hard to push around. Look up interviews of other NBA players. Look up conversations of Domantas Sabonis and how strong he is and how strong of a base he has. I love the Pacers in this game. I love that they finally have added another 18-plus point scorer to their team, another good defender, and another ball handler to help Brogdon out. I think Caris LeVert is going to be huge in this game. I love the Pacers here. This is my UD pick of the day. +4.5, +160. We are riding with the Indiana Pacers tonight against these Denver Nuggets. You know, let's go ahead and go to the props on that one too. You know what? I see 159 bets possible here. Let's go and see if they got some prop bets available for us here. And it looks like they might. My screen's loading a little slow here. So while it's loading, let me also announce that we have another sponsor. Sponsor alert. Okay. Weed Whacker, presented by my... What's the sponsor there? I need producer Dan to tell me the name of the sponsor again, guys. I'm not really good at the sponsor reads when it comes down to it. It's the Manscaped. Thanks, producer Dan. Manscaped. Look, I know you guys got hairs growing out of all your holes, meaning your nose and ears. Maybe you even got stuff that's rolling around that lip of yours. Manscaped has you covered. Their weed trimmers got you going looking clean. Don't have any more ear hairs poking out looking like an alien coming out those things. Let's clean them up. Let's brush it out. And guess what? You'll even be able to listen to this podcast a little bit more clearly because those ears will be nice and clean. Again, Manscaped, use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL, and then also reach out to Danny Bespris on Twitter, at Dan Bespris on Twitter, and he'll even help you out with getting you another free gift for helping us out for bringing you to Manscaped. Now, again, this is going to be the prop bets for the Denver Nuggets versus the Indiana Pacers tonight. Again, this is my favorite game of the night. And the ones I'm already looking at, Sabonis over-under sits at 19.5. I think Sabonis is going to have a quiet game in terms of assist numbers and steals. And it's possible that he could get into foul trouble against Jokic. So I'm not really going to be touching Sabonis here today. The over-under on 18 for Caris LeVert, I love it. I'm tapping it. I think LeVert is going to be a very integral part of their offense. So I'm taking the over on 18 points. Malcolm Brogdon sitting at 19.5, taking the over on that as well. I do not think Jamal Murray is going to be able to slow down Brogdon's scoring and his deceptive quickness and craftiness to get around screen. So I like over 19.5 points for Malcolm Brogdon. I also like over 21.5 points for Jamal Murray, as he is going to be very elusive using high screens and making his way into that three-point range. A lot of threes are going to be happening in this game by Jamal Murray. But again, Caris LeVert is not going to be stopped by Michael Porter Jr., in my opinion. I think he's going to be guarded by Will Barton. Will Barton tends to give up a lot of points to people that are crafty as much as he is. So again, I like LeVert at over 18. And that will be it. There, total rebounds is one that I'd love to look at as well. Over 10.5 rebounds for Sabonis. I think that's going to be key, so I'm going to say over there. I also think this one's a riskier one, but this is why it's positive money. I think Miles Turner gets 8 rebounds today. So over under currently sits at 6.5. It's +106 if you take the over. I'm taking +106 over 6.5 rebounds for Miles Turner. Again, guys, I'm very big on the Nuggets today, or on the Pacers today against the Nuggets. They are my UD pick of the day. Again, this is a free wager pass pick right there for you guys. UD play of the day. Let's move on here to the next game. We have the Clippers basically in a pick 'em, -1.5 as they head into Dallas to face the Mavericks. This is an interesting game because the Pelicans put it on the Clips the other day. So I don't know if they're going to be coming out with some grittiness here, if they feel that, you know, they were in some way ran on and disrespected. They got blown out by the Pelicans just yesterday. So this is the second night of a back-to-back. There's redemption here. I can see that happening. The Mavericks, though, are playing well. And on top of that, this is also a home and home. And literally what I mean, a home and home for the Mavericks. They play against the Clippers today here in Dallas. And then they play them again in Dallas 2 days later. These two teams face off within a three-day span twice. I think the Clippers get this one. I'm taking -125, and I'm putting 3 units on that, I think. I think that'll be my pick of the day right there. So you just got my UD and my POD of the day. Grizzlies-Suns are the next game up. The Grizzlies are 7-point underdogs against these Suns in Phoenix. They're on the road. Money line sits at currently +240 for the Grizz, -290. For the Phoenix Suns. The over-under on points, total points, is 227. We're not really going to be touching on that. My big thing is this. The 7 points is a lot. I know that the Grizzlies have been struggling. But, I mean, Ja Morant, Valanciunas, Kyle Anderson, those guys have been playing really well as of late. Even D'Anthony Melton, right? He's been playing really good. I think, the Suns have just been phenomenal, but I think if they can find ways to take Ayton out of the game, Justice Winslow becomes a very intriguing piece against Bridges. I think the Grizzlies +7 is not a bad bet. Just take the points, ride it. Maybe don't be too crazy with it. You know, don't go anything more than 1.5, but I like the Grizz here, man. I think that matchup basis-wise, like, they have the ability to go blow for blow with the Suns. Obviously, Devin Booker's going to be a huge X factor in this game. He's an elite scorer, but again, I just think that the Grizzlies have what it takes to compete, and I like them at +7. This is going to be the last game of the night, guys. The Los Angeles Lakers head into Golden State to face the Warriors. The Warriors are 2.5-point underdogs at home. +120 is the money line for them. And the over-under sits at 224. Again, the Lakers are the 2.5-point favorites. LeBron is expected to play. Anthony Davis, fun fact, guys, is out for another 2 weeks. But here's the fact. After reading Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports' article this morning, and if you are a fantasy owner, and you're a fantasy listener of this show, it should be noted that in Chris Haynes' article, who is very close ties with that Laker team, he interviews them a lot. He says that Anthony Davis could be out three more weeks or more, and that the Lakers are okay sliding in the standings just to make sure that AD is healthy for the playoffs. So when an article comes out like that, that makes me a little nerve-wracking for my... I own Anthony Davis in a lot of my leagues. But if you're at a top, this is a good time to put in a low-ball offer. But if you have him, this might be a time where you're trying to sell off and get whatever you can in terms of a healthy player in return from maybe a top team that is willing to give away a nice player, maybe a Holiday. You know, so that's an interesting one. But yeah, the Lakers, again, they're 2.5-point underdogs. I think the Lakers are probably going to be the winners in this game, so I'll take minus 140 pretty confidently. I know Danny B hates when I tell you guys to do that. 2.5 seems like a fair bet as well. -2.5, I'd be perfectly okay with you doing that. Obviously, the value in your dollar is going to be the -2.5 for the Lakers, or just riding plus 120 for the Warriors. The Warriors are at home. The Lakers give up a ton of points to guards. I believe Alex Caruso is still in concussion protocol, so they're down Caruso. It should be a good game. Me personally, though, I will probably be leaning Warriors plus 120. I think the value of that right there to me is pretty solid. I think it's a fair bet. I think that the ability to put up a lot of points for the Warriors and compete is going to be there. But I will probably also be hedging that bet. So it's a coin flip. It's a coin flip. Whichever team that you think wins, I can't be mad at you if you took -2.5 or took plus 120. It's completely up to you on this one, guys. For me, as of right now, at 12:35 when I'm recording this show, I'm leaning Warriors. But by the time I write my wager pass, if this game even gets in it, I couldn't tell you which way I'd be rolling. I still have to do more analysis on that game. But as of right now, I'm leaning plus 120 for the Warriors. All right, guys. That is our show. Another day in sports betting pod completed. I want to thank you all for listening to me all the way until the very end. Again, my name is Vince Miracle. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of at VM Center. Go follow Devin Ellington as well, the other host of this show. He's been killing it, man. He's been doing radio hits on ESPN. Man, killing it. We've all been doing great. I believe I'm sitting second right now, second or third right now in terms of our wager pass pros. I'm right behind Troy. I'm at like +18.5 units on the year, which is great. But we want to continue improving. We want to keep filling this bag, guys. And that's what we're going to be looking to do today. So hopefully that means we're going to see some big wins. Because I could really use a nice win today. Again, thank you all. Follow the site at Hoopball Tweets. At Hoopball Gaming for us here, just in the gaming division on Twitter. Again, I am at VM Center. Rate, review, subscribe. Sending you all the good vibes. And until next time, gamblers, bye-bye.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.